Okay. Do you recognize this tune? If you're a fan, you know it's the theme from the wildly popular HBO series Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones began as a successful series of books by George R.R. Martin. Now it's in its fourth season on HBO. With all the popularity and high budget, it would seem natural for the theme to be recorded by a real live musician. But according to a well-known classical musician, it wasn't. Canadian violinist Lara St. John is a devout Game of Thrones fan, and she got fed up with what she says is a computer-generated opening theme. So she decided to take matters into her own hands. She hired a cellist and recorded her own live version. And she made a video to go with it, complete with a tiny dragon. Here's Lara's version. Caught up with Lara St. John on tour in Winter Park, Florida. Here's what she says was the giveaway that HBO's version wasn't human.
There's no sense of melody or flow. For a string player, it's what's between the notes. And this was just, every note was the same, there's no dynamic. It's not at all musical. The way I could probably describe it best is if you heard your favorite song as sung by your GPS machine.
Siri.
Most people are more familiar with vocals and songs and voice, right? And for me, as a string player, I'm more familiar with the string sound. So it's kind of like auto-tune.
So you decided to take matters into your own hands, and you have created a live cello rendition. Have you received any response from HBO?
No, not from HBO, but from a hell of a lot of people.
Other Game of Thrones fans?
Some Game of Thrones fans. A lot of musicians saying, we can't believe they did that. You know, especially cellists. I've heard from about 20, 30 cellists who said, oh my God, same thing. I have to fast forward over the opening theme. I mean, it's just so crazy. How could they do that? A Canadian engineer wrote me this morning and said, for example, I'm just doing a mini series now and their budget is only $4 million for 3 episodes. And they've managed to allocate $125,000 so that we can do an hour of original music with a symphony in the chorus.
Ooh.
You know, but HBO obviously couldn't do that for their 4 minutes of their opening because I don't think that the music is very important to them.
So you're convinced...
Not only is it like a solo cello, which is sort of the most offensive, but the entire string orchestra is fake.
So you're convinced it's a money issue, not an aesthetic issue.
I think they just don't care. And that's what really makes me upset because it gives credence to the fact that one might be able to replace live musicians with these computer-generated supposed musical mind. If you're a big fan of the books, I mean, there's just so much guts and glory and rage and blood and passion, you know? I mean, the guy, he's got such an imagination. And they use this fake theme and this fake orchestra. It's just so wrong.
Now, the star of your own video is a dragon. Well, it's not exactly a dragon, but it's a very handsome creature. What is it?
He's my iguana. Actually, his name is Kane. He's about 4.5 years old, and he's 4 foot long and very cute.
Very cute. Lara, thank you so much. You can see Kane, you can see Lara, and you can listen to her live cello rendition for the Game of Thrones theme song. It's all at PRI.org. Thank you so much, Lara St. John.
Sure, thank you very much.
We contacted HBO to ask if the theme for Game of Thrones was computer-generated, but they didn't get back to us before we went to air. To take us out, here is Lara St. John performing Bach's Partita No. 2 in D minor. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Thanks for listening. Thank you.
Thank you.